This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. This is the fourth installment in a six-week series. Nelson Neal with CHS Global Research describes another trend shaping the future of agriculture. Today, we're talking about supply shifts. Nelson, we have seen a significant increase in crop input costs. What's prompting these changes?
Well, Mike, I think it goes back to a lot of the inflationary pressures that everybody is talking about and some of those supply chain challenges. Inflation doesn't stop in the grocery aisle and at the gas pump alone. It certainly has wide-ranging impacts and ramifications, even on the cost of inputs to the acre within agriculture. Consider the more recent price run-up in fertilizer. We had a lot going on there. We had both Russia and China being large global providers of fertilizer. And then we have the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which at least put some of that fertilizer production or marketing at risk. We had Europe back off of their fertilizer production as a result of that conflict, and of course, trying to save on natural gas and heating for the winter. And then we turn our attention to China, where they had still pandemic lockdowns in place, which curtailed perhaps some of the production coming out of China. So some of these activities, inflation and supply chain challenges, have long tails on them. And that certainly is going to impact agriculture over the short and medium term. So this concept of price volatility and inflation is going to be with us for a while.
Nelson, how can crop producers manage the risk related to those increased costs?
Well, I think first you need to focus not only on price, but you need to focus on supply and availability. In a lot of cases, producers can perhaps hold out for a lower price and wait for prices to come down. But we also have the crop cycle coming upon us. And some of our pressures are not only price, they're availability of product that's going to go on the acre. So number one, work with your retailer and make sure that you have assured supply, whether it's urea or other types of crop inputs that you may need. And the second is, once again, focus on managing your margin. If you look at prices today for inputs, whether it's seed or crop protection or fertilizer or diesel fuel, and you look at what you can achieve via basis and the futures price for your corn or soybean or wheat crop or whatever it may be, and there's an opportunity and it pencils out, take it. Lock in some of that margin. Avoid what I would call both the strikeout situation and the home run situation, because it doesn't come along that often. So those are two focal points I would say, Mike. Number one, focus on availability and make sure you've got your products that you need. And number two, manage your margin.
That's Nelson Neal, head of CHS Global Research. Nelson, thanks for joining us this week.
No, thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.